if we go by consumer behavior, and I think it's been proven pretty well time and again, if there's a way to avoid advertising, people will take the easy way and they will avoid advertising. So I guess my question for all of us on the panel, who skips through the podcast ads?
Who skips through? I skip through the pre-rolls. I skip through the pre-rolls for sure.
Julia?
Yeah, if there's stacked ads by the second or third, I'm fast forwarding for sure.
That's a very good thing to note, because if it's a couple of ads, I will listen for loyalty reasons because I want that host to get the money. But yes, if it's programmatic or stacked ads, I will probably skip all of them.
How about you, James? This is your business. You got to listen to the ads, don't you?
I do exactly the same as Stu does. And I skip the pre-rolls because the phone is still in my hand. I've just pressed the play button and the phone is still in my hand. And so therefore it's really easy for me to go, oh, it's starting with an ad, skip, skip, skip. Oh, there we go. Whereas of course, when you're halfway through, if you're listening to a mid-roll, then you've got to get your phone out of your pocket or lean forward in the car and everything else. And so I think it's different. And I think maybe that's the thing around pre-rolls and mid-rolls and the pricing of those, is that actually, you know, you can probably charge more for the mid-rolls because you know that there's going to be more people who listen all the way through, perhaps.
I'd also be interested to see them take some data on where that people are listening, because if I'm listening on Spotify, similar to having the phone in my hand, it's a lot easier for me to fast forward, but I have YouTube Premium, and to pick up my phone and do fast forward that way is a lot more manual, and I'm more likely to listen through, even if they are a couple ads in a row, when I'm listening to a podcast as a simulcast rather than just the audio version.
Yeah, and it's so, for the pre-rolls in the first, I was thinking about it, and it's like the pre-rolls in the first podcast in the queue. And then once it gets going, it turned, today I was listening and it turned over to the, I started listening to the Journal Sam Bankman-Fried deal. And, you know, it goes in with ads and it's like, I'm along for the ride. Cause like you said, I have to exert some effort to actually, to alter that chain of events.